This is Starrcade, TV's first video arcade game show. And today's show is special. We'd like you to meet four Starrcade champions. First, here's Ken Law. Here's Dion Crow. Here's Peter Farrago. Champions, and now here's your host for Starrcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Kevin. Thank you, and hi, welcome to an extra special edition of Starrcade to find out who's the champion among champions. Now, today, we're featuring a very special video arcade game. Our players are four Starrcaders who've already won on previous shows, champions all, and they're all going to play for this, a trip to Hawaii and a very special bonus prize. Starrcade, it's good to have you back here on the show. As you know, before the show, we matched Jeff at random to see who would be the opponents in today's two matches. The winners of each round will go on to play each other for the championship. So if you listen up, Kevin will tell us who the first two players are.
Jeff, our first two players are Ken and Peter.
Okay. That means Dion and Don, you can go off stage. We'll be back with you in a little while for the second match. See you later. Okay, Dion, bye-bye. We'll see you in a little bit. And Ken and Peter, you're our first two players, so shake hands and get ready to play Starrcade. Head over towards the podium. And Kevin, what makes this show so special today?
Jeff, today we have only one game on Starrcade, but what a game! Star Wars! Red 5 and Luke Skywalker and the Force. Jeff?
Okay, thank you very much. Peter and Ken, you're both playing Star Wars, as you know. And to start things off, we're going to show you the playing field of a video game on our Name the Game board. The first one to buzz in and identify correctly will play first and automatically win a bonus of 500 points added to a score. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, take a look at the Name the Game board and name this game. Ken.
Bubbles.
Bubbles is right. Good for you. 500 points is yours, and you will play Star Wars first, and Kevin will give us a little insight into Star Wars.
Obi-Wan Kenobi is gone, but his presence is felt within the Force. Now the Empire's Death Star, under the command of Darth Vader, nears the Rebel planet. You must join the rebellion to stop the Empire, and remember, the Force will be with you always.
Okay, Ken, it's Star Wars for sure. Now, each contestant, you two, Peter, will start on the easy level for the first 30-second round. The second 30-second round will be the medium level, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the easy level it is. You have 30 seconds. Get ready, get set, play.
Red 5, standing by.
One jet, I think. Otherwise, you did really great. Head on back, and here comes Peter. 8,000 points for something to shoot at. Well, Peter, how do you feel about this old Star Wars?
Not too good.
Yeah, well, that's too bad, because you got three of them to play today, if you're lucky. 30 seconds to go. Ready? Get set. Play.
Red 5, standby.
The runner-up finalist on today's Starcade Invitational will receive the Atari 800 home computer system with advanced memory, graphics, and sound features. Also included is the home version of the arcade favorite Pac-Man and a cartridge storage case, the Atari 800 home computer system furnished by Atari Incorporated. And for the grand prize winner, it's a week's stay for two at the luxurious Hawaiian Regent Hotel on the scenic side of Waikiki Beach near Diamond Head. Fine Hawaiian service furnished by the Hawaiian Regent Hotel. And you'll fly there on Pacific East Air, the bargain alternative to Hawaii. In-flight games and prizes, full meal and beverage service, fly in roomy and comfortable Super DC-8 jets, Pacific East Air to Hawaii. And now back to Starcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
Oh, lots of good things in store for someone on this show. Well, Peter and Ken, there's only 500 points separating you. Peter, you did a little better on the Star Wars than Ken did, but Ken got the 500-point bonus for the name of the game board. Consequently, that becomes very important. There's still one more Star Wars to be played, and the total points scored on both games will determine who goes on to play for the championship. So once again, to the name of the game board. Now this time, we're going to award a bonus of 1,000 points to anybody who names the game. Hands on buzzers. Here we go. Name this game.
Frontline.
Frontline is right. You got yourself 1,000 points. And you'll be first up at Star Wars this time when we hit the medium level. Kevin?
You're Luke Skywalker aboard the Red 5 X-Wing fighter under attack by the Empire's TIE fighters. Even Darth Vader has joined the assault, but you must press on. The Rebel Force is depending on you to stop the Empire by blowing up the Death Star.
Okay, Peter, still 30 seconds, but this time the medium level, which means more fighters and more fireballs coming at you. You all set?
Yeah.
All right, we wish you good luck. 30 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play.
Let's fire, cannonball.
Nicely played. Okay, Peter goes back. Here comes Ken. Well, Ken, he gave you a score to shoot at there.
Oh, yeah, sure did.
Wish you good luck. There'll be more fighters, more fireballs. You have 30 seconds. You ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Ken, here we go. Ready? Get set. Play.
Good fire, Ken.
Head on back. We'll total up all the scores now. We'll find out who is going to go on to play for the trip to Hawaii. You both had a chance to play Star Wars twice, so here's the total, and we'll find out who's going to go on to the final competition. Peter, you have a grand total of 23,594. Ken, you have 21,830. Peter is the winner. Congratulations, Peter. Ken, it's been good seeing you again. Thanks for coming back to Starcade. Well, not only that, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, but we have a little something for you, too. So listen to Kevin.
It's the Atari 5200 Super Game System that features arcade-like graphics and includes the cartridge of the arcade favorite Pac-Man. The Atari 5200 Super Game System supplied by Atari Incorporated.
A wild show today. The losers on this show do better than the winners in most shows. Peter, we'll see you in a little while when you play for the championship, but right now we're going to take a break and meet two more players who are both champions right after these words.
And now our next two players on the Starcade Invitational, Dion Crow and Don Woolard. And here's Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Kevin. All right, Dion and Don, good to see you again. You know, of course, is that today all our players will be playing Star Wars. So if you're set, you ready, Dion?
No.
Ready? You're not ready? Now, come on, Dion. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, you done?
All set.
All right, we'll go to the name of the game board then. I'll just remind you that whoever identifies the game correctly automatically is going to win 500 points. Hands on buzzers. Take a look and name this game. Yes, Don.
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is it. Okay, hey. You got it. He beat you to the buzzer, Dion, and that means, Don, you'll play Star Wars first, and Kevin will tell us again about Star Wars.
You're going into the Death Star now to destroy the laser bunkers and laser towers, headed for the core and the hit that will make your mission a success.
Okay, Don, you'll have 30 seconds. Now, just like before, first time out, we go for the easy level, okay?
All right.
All right, hop into your ship. Ready to go? Ready? Get set. Play.
Good fight, everybody.
Played. Okay, Don, good shooter. Going back, here comes Dion. Well, Dion is a target to shoot for there, for sure.
Yeah.
You ready to go? Now, come on, just say, yes, I am, Jeff.
Yes,
yes, I am Jeff. Okay, 30 seconds. Ready? Get set, play.
Good fight, Panda.
Okay, Dion, you head back. Dion and Don squaring off on Star Wars. Now, of course, as you know, there's still one more game to be played. Total high scores on both games. Goes on to the finals to play for the grand prize, a trip to Hawaii. So if you're ready, we'll go to the next name of the game. This time, a 1,000-point bonus. And Dion, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Don, here we go. Look at the board and name this game. Don.
Spirals?
No, not spirals, it's Space Duel. And Dion, that means you get 1,000 points. And you play Star Wars first, so let's listen to Kevin as he gives us a little more insight into that great game.
Now your Red 5 is in the trenches, and you can fire your way through, or you can use the Force, dodging the obstacles. Either way, if you make it through, the Death Star is yours, destroyed in a blinding flash by the Force.
Okay, Dion, I'm not going to ask you if you're ready now, because you better be, because this time you got to do the medium level, which means more fireballs and more fighters coming at you. Still only 30 seconds, okay? Here we go. Ready? Get set. Play.
Good fight, Panda.
Still alive, Dion. Okay, head on back, and here comes Don. Okay, Don, same task ahead of you. We have to go to the medium level this time, and if you're set, you have 30 seconds. Ready to go?
All set.
Here we go. Ready? Get set. Play.
Good fight, Danny Boy.
$594. They got you before you could get finished with the 30 seconds. Don goes back. Now, we're going to find out who gets to play for the championship and the trip to Hawaii. Will it be Don, or is it going to be Dion? We're going to add up the scores from both games, and we find out that Dion, your total score is 23,363. Don, your score is 23,259. Dion, you are the winner.
Thank you.
You're going to get a chance to play for a trip to Hawaii and done. It was really close, 104 points separating the two of you. You played really well.
It was a pleasure being here.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad to see you back here. You didn't play well enough to win, but you were here and you're a champion, and that means you get something really good. Kevin?
It's the Atari 400 home computer system, along with the home version of the arcade game Centipede that lets you snake through mushroom forests in your own home. The Atari 400 home computer system, furnished by Atari Incorporated.
And Dion, you are going to play Peter in just a few moments for a chance to go to Hawaii. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Trigger Elite. And GameLine, the incredible new way to play an endless stream of video games with just one cartridge through your telephone. GameLine, the only way to try new games at home before you buy them, and games are only the beginning. And Zonix video games with the exclusive Double Ender, two amazing games on one cartridge. Multiple screens and unbelievable graphics, Zonix new cartridges Spikes Peak and Ghost Manor. Zonix, more fun for the price of one. Each of our contestants today will receive a Star Wars poster featuring the new Star Wars video game. And if our winner today can equal the score of 20 other players, they'll win the video arcade game Star Wars, letting you climb into the Red Five and join the Rebel forces to take on the dark force of the Empire and the Death Star under the command of Darth Vader. Star Wars, furnished by Atari Incorporated. And now, it's time to find out who's number one on today's Starcade Invitational. We started with four players. Only two remain, and here they are now. Dion Crow and Peter Farrago. Each has eliminated an opponent and earned the right to play the final round for the championship. And now, here's Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Kevin. Well, Dion and Peter, look who we have here. Both champions for sure, and one of you is going to go to Hawaii. Both happy about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you are. Okay. We're going to wish you both good luck. Once again, you're going to play Star Wars, but this time we're going to give you 60 seconds to show us what you can do. During a commercial, we flipped a coin. Who won?
I did.
Peter won. Okay. Do you want to go first or second?
I let Dion go first.
What a nice gentleman you are, and pretty clever strategy, too. Okay, Dion, you will go first. Let's have Kevin tell us a little bit about Star Wars while we walk over to the game.
It's time to take that last ride aboard Red 5. Remember, Dion and Peter.
Well, you probably need the force. You have 60 seconds now, Dion. Now, in this case, both you and Peter can choose whatever level you want, easy, medium, or hard. You'll have 60 seconds. That should get us down to the Death Star and through the tunnel. You ready to play?
Oh, I'm sort of already.
You keep saying I'm sort of ready, and here you are, a champion, going for a trip to Hawaii. Okay?
Better win it.
All right, Dion. Turn around, 60 seconds, get ready, get set, play.
Red 5, Ben, bud.
Dion, go on. For you now. Come on over here. Peter, you come up. And same thing for you, Peter. You can choose whichever level you want. You have 60 seconds, and if you can beat her score of 9,212, you're on your way to Hawaii. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Good luck. Ready? Get set. Play. He's going for the medium level. Lost a shield. minutes left, 45 seconds. You did it! You did it! Whoa, you did it! Then you don't have to play anymore. You're on your way to Hawaii, Peter. Nice game. I was so busy watching Lucille, I didn't see you win. Congratulations, Peter. You're going to go to Hawaii. And Dion, you get yourself an Atari computer. So I think that's a pretty nice prize, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks for being with us, Dion. Peter, that's a roll of quarters for you to take to Hawaii on your trip. You can put those in the arcade over there. Now, tell you what. Are you happy about going to Hawaii?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have a bag about that big?
Not really.
You know what it's for?
No.
It's for your very own Star Wars, if you can win it, because we're going to give you a chance right now to win your very own Star Wars. Let me have the quarters back, and let me tell you what you have to do. I'll give them to you in a minute. I just don't want your hands to be busy. What we're going to do is let you play Star Wars for 30 seconds, during which time you'll have to score 8,985 points or more. That's the average score of more than 20 other players who played the same game. If you can score 8,985 points or more in 30 seconds, Star Wars is yours. All right?
All right.
Now, you got to play it on the easy level, though, because that's where the other players played it. All right, let's see if you can do it. You have 30 seconds, and good luck to you, Peter. See if you can take everything home with you. Ready? Get set. Play.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
Jeff Edwards' wardrobe furnished by the Tailored Man of San Francisco. Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.